Marty, Deion Lewis, have you seen enough of him through the offseason so far to suggest that he's ready to take that next step forward in his pro game?
That's right. He's had an excellent camp so far. There's still a lot of hard work for all of us to do, a lot of hard work in front of all of us. But Deion has had an excellent camp up to date. He sure is a fine runner, excellent with his protections. He's probably a little shorter than one would think, but he's certainly bigger. He's a very strong and physical man, and then he's doing a nice job in the pass game as well.
Yesterday was the first time we got to see Bryce Brown run live. What did you think of him?
Well, Bryce, as you know, highly talented young man and has an excellent opportunity here. And he's got to make the most of it. He is preparing in the classroom diligently with Ted Williams. And he's getting his hard work done on the football field, and it's shown for him. He's had an excellent camp up to date as well.
Marty, you guys have a very young offense. How does that both help and hurt you guys?
Well, the youth is great with the juice. We've got a lot of juice. And it's still new and fresh for many of them. And we lack just a little bit of experience in certain places, and experience counts. That's important. And that's why we're putting all the hard work on the field to get them all these reps so they can gain a little bit of experience there.
At times, do you have to tell yourself that with all the kids that you have here, you have to be a little bit more patient?
Well, as I've gotten older, I've gotten a little bit more patient, yes. But this isn't a patient game. This thing, you want to chase that perfection. Every time we come out on the ball field, we want to chase that perfection. But yes, your point is taken. There is a little bit more patient with, especially with a new player. Yeah.
Marty, how has Kafka done with the more repetitions at this camp?
He's having a good, solid camp so far. As you know, he's locked down this offense. He's trying to become a master that way, and he's made some nice throws. He's done everything pretty well up to date. Now we're still early in camp, and we're still right in the middle of a learning curve. He's done a nice job, and in some cases he'll get the second offense versus the number one defense. And our defense, I think, is going to be just outstanding. They're fast, quick, physical, strong. And so, and he's done a pretty good job so far.
That's a pound of uneasiness for a lot of the fans, just because he's an unknown, and they know the probabilities of Mike getting injured and so forth. So what gives you guys that kind of, you know, that solid feeling that he can come in and be that reliable backup?
Oh, I have a great confidence in Mike Kafka. He's a highly confident young man himself. He's got skill and ability. He's trying very diligently to become a master at the position. And so we all have great confidence in Mike.
Have you had any other backup quarterbacks in other places you've been that have had as little experience as Mike?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Do you recall any? I'm not going to go to any specific one, but with the exception of Garcia, had him. Now he had some experience in Canada, and really, I know this. It doesn't matter what type of pro football you're playing, you're gaining experience, and it does count. So he was a little bit ahead of the game, but he mastered the offense within about. It was fast. About a year, he went to the Pro Bowl in his second year in this league. Yeah.
Is Kafka similar in makeup and mechanics to, say, maybe an A.J. Feely?
Well, I hate to compare because every quarterback is different, but he's in that same mold, certainly, as A.J. Yeah, that's a good point. Yep.
Marty, the fullback spot's been somewhat de-emphasized around the league, and among the three guys here, no one has played in a game. Is that a situation where you can conceivably see the team not taking a fullback this year?
Well, I'm not going to get into personnel decisions so early. Those typically work themselves out as we progress in camp. However, it is a good point. There aren't all that many true fullbacks left in this league. We've typically had one because they're very valuable with some of the things that we do. Special teams count for that particular type of player, normally, anyways. We've got some good fullbacks here. Stanley is kind of leading that group. Stewart's been very good in camp. And then our young man from UMass, and we moved him to the tight end spot, but he's also still playing a little bit of fullback. And all three of those players are just natural players, and they've got some good size and they're physical.
Marty, what skills would you need to see?
Excuse me?
To keep one, what would you need to see? What skills does the fullback need to bring to be utilized in this offense?
Well, as you know, we ask the fullback to do an awful lot of things. First of all, with the blocking. Second, with the pass receiving and running routes, just like the receiver would adjust to routes and catching the football. We talked about that. Special teams will be important for that position as well. And there's several other things that I'm not going to get into, but that is a important position, usually for our football team.
Marty, Deshaun had, I think, two red zone catches last year. Is there a way to get more production out of him down there?
Deshaun, you're talking about? Deshaun. Yeah. And it was a little bit unique year there with the numbers and so forth. I'll try to get him the football just a little bit more down there.
Marty, the matchup problems that you guys create with all the offensive talent you have, is it still a challenge to try to get that on the field because of all the stuff that defenses are trying to do to take things away?
Well, you know, normally we'll see they're a totally different defense than we've seen on film from our next opponent, you know, the last four games or so because of the style of our players that we have. I think we do have some unique, uncommon type of players, and we utilize them somewhat in an uncommon way on more than on an occasion. And so, and there's certain things that a defense will typically do to each one of our players, and so we've got to defeat that, and we've got to stay ahead of the curve with our players as well. But we love those challenges, and we love that mentality of whatever it takes to win the next game and scoring points.
Is it possible that you can go with this year without maybe a true fullback on the roster?
Well, we just talked about that. I you know, a lot of teams have a man or two that can play both a tight end and a fullback, and so many people have gone to one back. We're in a little bit more two back than some people, and so the fullback has normally been a vital position for us, and we talked about the special teams included in that. Yep.
Marty, Deion Lewis, I noticed him a lot this weekend on screens, and we didn't see him in that role very much last year. Didn't see him in much of any role, really, except kick return. But what
are you saying he should have played a little bit?
No,
more
I'm just saying we didn't get much saying? Of a. I'm saying we didn't get much of a read on him. He looked pretty nifty on those screens. How do you see him in that role?
Well, Deion was a fine player coming out of Pittsburgh. This guy is a player now. I've liked him since day one. He has shown his natural ability since day one. He is a tough guy. We just talked about Deion briefly, and he's, and I said this about a couple of other running backs, including Brian Westbrook. He's probably a little shorter than one would think, but he's much bigger, and he is a weapon, both in the pass and the run, and he's had an excellent camp up to date.
Why wasn't he used much last year? What was the reason he wasn't used a whole lot?
Well, that's probably my mistake. Always wanted to go into a game using him just a little bit more, and then you get into a game and every play is important. And LeSean was so good last year. And it was hard to take LeSean out, and it will still be hard to take LeSean out, but certainly would like to play the other fellows just a little bit more. And Deion has earned that role up to date, and he's got a little hard work left. But
you used to say the same thing about Buck when Westbrook was here.
Yeah, and Buck was a great player. You know, he's coaching for us.
I know.
Yeah. He's going to be an excellent coach, by the way.
As far as the backups go, Marty, I guess Deion's the only guy with any kind of experience and
right.
Not very much at that. Do you feel Do you have that confidence level yet that you're okay? You don't have to bring in a veteran guy at this point.
Oh, our running back position. I think our personnel, Howie and the fellas there in the personnel department, outstanding job. All of our running backs, I think, have a real opportunity to play in this league. Chris Polk from the University of Washington, Stewart from Stanford, on and on and on. There are some excellent players here. Bryce Brown, we've already talked about, as well as Dion and LaShawn. We've got a pretty good crew there of runners. Now, several of them have virtually no experience, so that's why we put in the hard work on the field to get them just a little bit of experience, and they'll get certainly some in preseason.
Does it take a running back? Does it take them at least a year to get comfortable with this offense?
Yeah, every individual is a little bit different. Some pick it up very 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 quickly and can help you. LaShawn McCoy picked it up pretty quickly. Others, it might take some time. It might take more than a year, but that doesn't mean that they're going to. They all may end up being great players. It's just every individual is a little bit different on his progression there.
Blocking is such a big part of the running back's repertoire. How's Dion progressing in that end of things?
Yeah. Excellent. And that's one thing that normally a college back has to prove and improve almost always. Is the pass protection, because it is just a vital situation in this league trying to keep your quarterback clean. And they're rarely asked to do it at a high level in the college game.
How tough is that for a 5'8", 190-pound guy like Dion to do?
Yeah, well, you've got to have some strength to you, and he does. And size matters only a touch with the protection pickups. It's technique, strength, and then a little juice for you. And most backs that have the skill and ability to play at this level can develop themselves into a fine pass protector. And Ted Williams, all his backs that he's ever coached, they've all been great pass protectors. And Dion's right there. He's right on target.
Marty, what have you seen out of the offensive line so far? Are they looking like they're coming together and gelling?
Yeah, and Bell, we've got a new left tackle, and they did have a little bit of rust here, and so they're trying to knock that off, and that's why you prepare and you get all these reps on the practice field. They've had a very good. Well, I'll tell you up front, we've done some things just beautifully up to date. And then some things we've got to do just a little bit better. So that's where we're at, and that's basically about where every position's at right now.
Are you willing to get into what you're doing well and what you're not?
Well, no, I'm just saying some of the plays have just been executed beautifully, and other plays we've either missed an assignment or poor technique or on and on and on. So we've got to tighten that up. And the key is our offensive line. I do think they have a great opportunity to become one of the best lines in this league right now. Okay? But the key is operating together, and that includes a tight end in many cases.
If you look at the questions today, a lot of the backup spots are inexperienced players right now. Is this camp perhaps more valuable or more important than some other camps where there's more veterans and more returning players in those spots?
Well, everything we do is important, as you know, in training camp is just critical. But it is a good point. Many of our backups are young and inexperienced, and so you try to get them the experience, and that's why the individual coaches are so valuable, and we've got great individual coaches across the board, and to get them ready to play, because young players in the game today, unlike maybe 15 or 20 years ago, the young players in some cases have to come right in and help the football team in sometimes several different ways.